gentlemen. Welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council planning meeting. We'll make a start. So 05719 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Apologies received from councillors Kill Murray, Hart. Acceptable reasons have been given.
Fantastic. 5819 to receive.
We need to have a vote on that.
Oh, we need to have a vote on that. Fine. Councillor Cowley.
Councillor Cowley to oppose, yeah?
Yep. Seconded by Councillor Clark. All those in favour?
Yep.
5819 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. None. We need to vote on that as well. No. Fab. Okay. 5919 to approve the minutes of the planning committee meeting on the 18th of November.
I've not had any comments.
No comments. No comments. Don't need to vote on that.
You do need to vote on that.
Vote on that. Okay. Councillor Clark, seconded. Councillor Cowley, all those in favour. Unanimous.
Okay.
6019 to report back on the minutes of the planning committee meeting on the 18th of November.
One item to report, which is there were some actions identified in relation to agenda item 5419A, which is the erection of a pair of semi-detached houses on Back Lane. The decision was to request that it be discussed by the planning committee at South Cairns, and that it be an agenda item at the next full council meeting. The request for it to be discussed at planning committee has gone in. I haven't had a response yet, but I am informed that that's what they're looking to do. The next planning meeting at South Cairns is the day after tomorrow, and it is not on the agenda. So the earliest it could be discussed by them is their planning meeting in January. The other action was for it to go to full council, which happened. And there were a couple of actions that were identified from that, namely that I am to get in touch with the district valuer and see what the value of the piece of land in question might be, and to communicate to the district council or the parish council might be interested in purchasing that land. Both of those things have been done by way of chances.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay, 6119, public participation for up to 15 minutes. Standing orders.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to draw your committee's attention to the fact that the South Cairns garage is closing down. And I didn't know if you were all aware of this.
We were.
It's rather alarming that I understand it's not a listed building. The garage has been there since the 1930s, and the present people there now have been there since the 1950s. The point he's making is that he cannot keep up with the modern garage service areas for cars. But at the back of my mind, I wonder if there's also been a developer that might be interested in the site. Now, my mind goes back to the time when we had the consultation on the 190 houses up, or 160 houses up on here on Cambridge Road. And the I recall one of the representatives there stating that I think one of the points put forward at that meeting was that there shouldn't be too much more development in the village until such time as there's more service, like retail shops, etc. And this guy grasped on this and he said, do you happen to know any old garages in the area? And immediately I thought of this one up here. And it wouldn't have took, I believe that particular company now has gone to appeal for that site up there, am I correct?
You are.
And it wouldn't at all surprise me if, I mean, there's quite a bit of land that goes back from that garage. But I am very unhappy about developers coming into this town and tearing our centre of our village apart. So I'm looking now, I'm asking the council if it's possible that you can put the wheels in motion for a listed order on this property. Well, at least the front part, the white and black part of it. It's a very distinctive building and part of our village.
Perfect. Well, we'll take that under review.
I think it's going to work fairly far. I believe it takes quite a long while to get these listed orders instated, isn't it?
I would certainly defer to Simon on that.
Yeah, there are actually two things that can be done. The first is get the building listed status. That's a process that has to be driven by the district council. We can certainly communicate that feeling to them. Can't make that decision tonight because it's not an agenda item.
Sure.
The other is to consider having the building listed as something called an asset of community value, which is a new thing that was introduced in the last 6 or 7 years or so. And essentially that puts a moratorium or a block on any building when it comes up for sale, and those parties who have successfully had that building listed as an asset community get the first bite at the cherry in terms of purchasing. It's a mechanism that's used quite a lot to preserve old pubs. So that is also something that can be looked at. So they are your two options.
Sure.
Would it be sensible to put this on the agenda for the next full council meeting?
Mm-hmm. We could do that.
13th of January, isn't it?
13th of January. Put that on as a proposal or a recommendation to have it as a list, registered as a listed bill, or apply registration to the district council so we could vote on that at the council meeting. So if we get that to the agenda, then full council can actually agree or not agree, depending. And then we could apply if goes in favour. To district council.
So city councillor Howes isn't here at this minute because he could have probably filled us in a bit more with the procedures and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. The procedures are, it's done through the it's either National Heritage or Historical England, one of those two organisations. But it's the initial request, if you like, comes from the district council.
Yeah. Thank you. Good.
That would be an agenda item in January.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. I shall resume standing orders. Thank you very much indeed, sir.
Thank you.
okay, so 6219, decision notices. To receive any decision notices issued since the last meeting. Single story flat roof extension in Melbourne, which was approved.
Bye bye. By the way, I believe it's closing this coming week.
Week Friday, I think.
Week Friday, yeah. Oh, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe journey.
We don't need, do we need to fight?
Just
notice.
No, just notice.
No. Just noted. Noted. Fabulous. So 6319 planning applications, discharge conditions, 3 hard and soft landscaping, drainage, service materials, vehicle access, parking. Thoughts?
Having read through the documentation, I think Mr. Clark had it up earlier on anyway, but I picked it up at home. There was insufficient information provided for the drainage system for the council to have actually made any decisions. So on the basis there's insufficient information, I think for my part, I don't think we can approve this at this stage.
Councillor Barrett?
I'm always a bit the sixes and sevens when it's discharge of conditions. Again, looking at it, I couldn't work out what it was they wanted because of presumably lack of information. It was nice to know that it wasn't.
They're trying to put in all these tanks, which the company that's actually they're asking to do it has got a load of blurb. It's one of the.
That's what the drainage officer has said.
Yeah. Mm, indeed.
But on that basis.
I guess we just follow the drainage officers.
So okay, lovely, we'll do that. Correct terminology, if I may.
And it sounds to me like you are proposing to make no recommendation on the basis that there is insufficient information.
That's exactly what I was going to come to next. That's fabulous. Proposed, second, to propose, Councillor Galley, seconded Councillor Clark. All those in favour? Unanimous. So we are 6319B, weatherproof cement render on the top part of an east gable, honeysuckle. Gentlemen, Councillor Clark.
I'm going to ask the question. I'm assuming this is a listed building,
yeah,
because of the way that they've asked for this and looking at the drawings.
The clue is in the prefix.
Yeah. Looking at the side of the drawing, I don't see any problem with this from our perspective. It's on the side, it's not affecting visual.
No, I think
it's not a vista issue from the front of the road. I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, it seems in keeping with the rest of the building.
So. And it is a new resident, because it's only been newly acquired, because the old people moved out no more than a couple of months ago.
Yeah, perfect. Support?
Support, no comment.
Support, no comment. Can I have a proposer, Councillor Clark? Second, Councillor Cowley. Those in favour? Unanimous. Wonderful. 6319C, single story side extension, 67 Bramley Avenue. Gentlemen.
I couldn't pull the drawings up on this one for some reason.
Couldn't. Fairly standard sort of. Standard affair.
It didn't seem particularly onerous, did it?
It's, no.
It's single story, so it's not. Doesn't have any sightline problems.
No.
What's it going to be made of? Almost the diagram looks like it's going to be made of sort of.
It's like a render.
Yeah, or wood almost.
It will say on the application form.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course. I always forget to look at the application form.
Two matches in the right-hand
column.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So, happy with that?
Yeah, no issue with that.
Okay, so support, not comment. And whether somebody proposes, it'll be me, Councillor Wilson, seconded, Councillor Gowling. Those in favour, that is unanimous. 6319D, alterations to existing access road, provisions for car parking spaces with landscaping, associated infrastructure works, Melbourne Science Park.
Can I offer the committee an update on this one?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
So, Steve Pritchard, who is the development director for the Science Park expansion and quite a good friend of the village, quite often comes into the parish office for a coffee to update us on where TTP are with the expansion proposals. And when this application came in, there was no exception. He came in and explained it all to us and warned us that the applications were coming, which I was grateful for. Essentially, councillors will recall that the original proposal was to have a separate Hall Road exiting onto Cambridge Road so that construction traffic could get into and out of the site. That particular proposal wasn't viewed all that favourably, and there was quite a bit of objection both from residents and district council officers alike. So they went back to the drawing board, and they are now proposing that the construction traffic will access the site through the existing accessway, i.e. the main entrance to the science park. And they are proposing a number of internal reconfigurations within the curtilage of the plot, so that they can separate construction traffic from the rest of the traffic and have everything running smoothly. And that is the subject of the present application. So they've done away with plans for the whole road and are now planning to come in through the existing accessway.
Well, I think it's a double win. I mean, having looked at the plans, I think it actually improves the internal layout of the science park anyway in terms of pedestrian footpaths.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's quite a bit of grass and trees to be lost to put in the new parking spaces, but they're going to replant another little bit, so I don't think the overall loss is that bad. And if it means that it doesn't put in an extra hall or anything, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Visibility at the existing junction isn't too bad.
Yep.
I think it's a win-win.
I think it is. I think it's. I have no particular issues with it.
Support, no comment. Councillor Clark to oppose. Seconded by Councillor Gowley. Those in favour? Unanimous.
I was slightly confused by the picture of the weird little cabin inside a warehouse on the application. I sort of went through and clicked on it. Photo of gatehouses, there's a little shack inside a warehouse.
Okay, so we've got 6319E, erection of external building entrance with a porte cochere and a new pedestrian vehicular access with associated external works. Gentlemen?
No particular issue with that one, it's out of the way. It's not going to affect anybody, really, is it?
Not at all.
Went through it, or didn't look, there was nothing glared at me, so.
Support, no comment? I have a proposal, that'll be myself. Councillor Wilson seconded. Councillor Carroll, all those in favour? Unanimous. okay, moving on to 6319F. Discharge condition 22. Land north of the Melbourne Science Park.
So this is the discharge of one of quite a number of conditions that are attached to the Science Park proposal. And the way this has been explained to me is that because they now have an application in for a different access route, as in the one you've just supported, some of the original planning conditions will now have to be assessed against the new proposed access way. If it's approved.
Oh, because there were conditions applied to the previous access road. Now that's not happening. They need to be reviewed, potentially removed or altered.
Tweaked, perhaps. Yes, some of the conditions do not have to be applied against that new application. Mm. They can be applied against the existing permission, and agenda item F is one of them.
Are these just things that we boot over to the district then and let them...
Unless councillors have specific comments on it. I mean, a lot of it is involving reading highly technical documents. Officers at South
Council. I did look, but my eyes were meeting in the middle.
Mm. Quite, yeah, exactly. That's why I'd like to boot it to districts and just say they can deal with it.
I've looked at all three of the discharge of the conditions for the Science Park that I want to not agenda. No glaring problems leapt out at me. Mm. But like I say, some of the documents are highly technical.
Yes. So, defer to.
I would recommend that you make no comment.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless, of course, someone has got a comment.
I didn't see anything that was negative by neighbours either. Sorry, Chair. I didn't see anything negative by any neighbours or anything like that. So, as well.
And these are just things they must do because of the scale of the application. So, for example, agenda item H7 CEMP is the construction environmental management plan. It's about how noise is managed, and it has all the usual stuff in it, like thou shalt not work on a Sunday and
not start before 8.
The next one, agenda item I, is the landscape environmental management plan. So, it's about safeguarding and health and safety and common sense things they should be doing while the landscaping is being installed.
Okay.
So I guess what I'm saying is for agenda items F, H, and I, no comments.
Yeah. Okay.
Do them as a group then.
Yeah. Can we do that as a group?
You can if
it's hard to. Yep. F, H, and I. No comment.
Support,
no comment. So,
you're supporting with no comment or just making no comment?
I don't make no comment.
Making
probably easier.
No comment.
No recommendations. Yeah.
Yep. So, Councillor Clark proposing. Councillor Cowley seconding. Those in favour? Unanimous. That's F, I, and H. So 6319, extension to existing driveway to include new access, number 9. Gentlemen, thoughts on that?
That's the first Could I ask Councilor to see the driveway? Because to me, when I looked at this online, it looked... The existing driveway is almost opposite another junction, but this one is sort of... It looked to me as if it was on a bit of a weird slight angle bend. And curved, slight bend in the road. Mm. They just basically want to go from remove their own driveway and push down into council land and go straight on.
Well, they want to do a drive-in, drive-out one, don't they? It's the two photographs, isn't it, I think, show...
I thought they were going to... I thought I'd read that they were going to close off one of them.
If you go to the block plan, then it shows the... they've got the red hatching. Yeah. This is the... Yeah, so they're going to turn it into a drive-in, drive-out, by looks things to me.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the area. Where it's coming out, it seems to be on a curve.
On a slight bend.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not too
sure. To be honest, the existing one is, so I don't think it's going to make...
Well, the existing one's opposite. It's got another road opposite it, so there is an element of...
It's not very bendy. It's a little bit narrow. Certainly the... I think one of the photographs, if Clark could go back, we'll click on the two image.jpegs. One of them shows the road. It looks... That's the verge that they want to basically plough straight through. And then the other one, I thought, showed the road a bit, and it seems a little bit narrow, but...
It's a bit narrow.
Dolphin Lane is really narrow.
Yeah, but the bit where they're trying to bring the new entrance out, I think, is narrower than where the existing one is.
I personally think that, from the height aspect as well, cars might be coming out of there and won't be seen, and you could end up noses coming out, someone's coming along very tight.
Mm.
It doesn't bode well for me. I don't like the thing.
The block plan would... it depends how they do the visibility splay, I suppose, doesn't it?
I don't think there's enough information provided to make an honest opinion. I would say at the moment, without more information, I would vote against it. Because I think it's potentially... It runs the risk of dropping down through two quite high-sided areas... And there could be a problem because it is a very narrow lane.
So, what information would you like to see?
I'd like to see a drawing of how it's going to look after they've done it, not just not just doing that because they're going across council.
I think for me, the visibility splays would be good to see.
If this is all the council land, isn't it? This is the high ground.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's going to be still high up there, that's going to be quite tight. Someone coming along there. Someone just pushes their nose out, like a bike or something.
It won't be any worse than their existing one. But because their existing one is blocked in either side with wall to hold back the version. I don't think it'd be any worse, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you should be putting in new ones which are just as bad as the old ones.
I think it's a move too far, to be quite honest, along there. Because it is a difficult road to go along. It's almost a single track. Well, it is a single track.
Oh.
And if you get someone coming along there a little bit fast, you stick your nose out there, especially if you're going to be really high up on either side. If you go back to the... Sorry, can I go back to the two photos? Sorry, Mr. Clark.
So I'm not trying... JPEGs.
Yeah, not that one, the other one. The one showing the existing. Sorry.
That is in one of the PDFs.
Sorry, it's earlier, isn't it? That's it. See, it's broken away. You've got sort of a sight... As you come out, but looking at where they're trying to come through,
it's steeper.
It's steeper, and also, would they get council permission to put a wall like that right the way through council property anyway?
Yeah, how does it work? The fact that they want to plough a driveway through county council owned land and effectively, therefore, sort of occupy that land.
Mm.
Yeah, it becomes part of their property then, doesn't it, really?
Well, unless they've just got a right of access across.
They would need to discuss that with the county council.
Mm.
So
at the moment...
Access issues and ownership issues do not form material planning considerations.
Right.
I personally would vote against that at the moment with what I'm seeing. There's not enough on there to convince me it's going to be safe.
So if we were to ask for slightly more detailed drawings...
Height scales...
Because obviously there's a honking great hedge that goes right through the middle of that, whether that's going to be altered at all or
that blue line is just the hedge to be removed.
Yeah, it's the existing one which will obviously add to the visibility issues that Councillor Clark's referring to.
Yeah, and also the council, you know, the less land that they take from the council, the less it's going to cost them. So they're going to go for the minimum they can get away with, probably. They're not going to be sort of trying to take the whole lot away, the top or the hedge work away.
Unless, of course, they're planning on using that as the entrance and the existing one as the exit, because the existing one is, has got a...
That's okay to say for them, but anyone moving in later, right. You know, is all those sort of things. I personally see there's absolutely no need to go.
The district officers will have a hard time assessing this application because there are no measurements.
Well, I would say...
The driveway must be a minimum width and there must be a minimum dimensions of turning area and the visibility splays must conform to certain measurements which are then in turn written into a policy. So if that information isn't provided.
Yeah. I would say there's not sufficient information to make an informed decision, and based on what they put forward, I would vote against it because I don't think it's offering me up enough to say that it's going to be safe.
I think that's a fair assessment. So, gentlemen, we need to offer a collective opinion on that one. So we are... our comment is...
Refusing based on clarification?
I've got down that you are objecting to the application on the basis of insufficient information supplied.
Okay. And would it be possible to ask them for the information Councillor Clark sort of noted as being the more poignant?
Well, perhaps I should say in the comments that the Parish Council would be more than willing to reconsider the application should that information be forthcoming.
Sure.
That information being measurements and...
Scale measurements
and assessment of visibility on entrance and exit.
Okay.
It is quite steep, isn't it? So the 2D plan doesn't quite show the nature of it.
Just need a proposal and a seconder and a vote.
So, proposal Councillor Cowley and seconded Councillor Clark. All those in favour? Unanimous. 6319J, demolition of existing garage and front porch, erection of a 2-storey extension, single rear extension, and replacement porch, 47 Orchard Road. In Melbourne. Gentlemen, thoughts?
Now, this property, I think, applied for demolition of garage and erection of rear and side extension a few months back, unless it's the next door house that I'm thinking of, which I believe was granted. And this is now looking at demolition of garage and front porch, and extension of 2-storey side extension and rear single-storey extension, and replacement front porch. So I don't know if it's just effectively the previous application, but they've added the front porch in, or if I've got my houses wrong. If you look at the site location plan, or even that one,
I may be able to bring up.
It is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they... had an application a few months back.
According to...
Oh, there you go, decision date, 14th of February, 2019.
So it's demolition of garage and porch, erection of 2-storey side extension, rear roof porch.
Oh, okay, so it did include the front porch, okay. So I don't know what this is, I don't know how this is different from the previous application. I wasn't able to find the previous one to see how it was different. I don't see anything particularly objectionable in this one.
Any neighbour issues?
There weren't previously, but it might be worth just pulling up the some of the docs and seeing what it looks like.
Nothing.
What we got proposed. The neighbours haven't. Okay. So this one, if you look at it from the road, I think to the right, you've got the little access road which goes into Lantern View. And to the left, I don't think there's strictly a property. Oh no, there is a property to the left. There's the. But I looked through it. It didn't look like it had anything untoward in it.
No, it's quite chunky. It's quite chunky, but the majority of the chunkiness has been has been approved anyway. So it doesn't just, this is just topping up, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's too much to worry about.
Issue.
Okay.
But that looks at the original.
Yeah. Support no comment?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, support no comment. We have a proposer, Councillor Clark, Secretary Councillor Cowley. All those in favour? Unanimous. 6419, enforcement updates. Consider any enforcement updates received since the last meeting.
Nothing relevant to Melbourne.
Nothing relevant to Melbourne. 6519, to note the date of the next meeting. 27th of Jan.
Councillors will recall that's because full council and planning have swapped dates in January so that we can get the budget request in on time.
I haven't tweaked. Thank you.
And if that works with everyone else, yep. I should declare meeting closed.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Old speed reading course that I did at university worked well.
I'm getting better at sort of understanding planning applications offline, but I still just need someone to explain them to me sometimes. Just looking out there.
I had a word with Mr. Kilmurray about speeding up his meetings because clearly this went so smoothly. We need to.
What can I say? This job's in jeopardy.
I can't make this turn off.
Am I bothered?
Oh, are we still recording, are we?
Oh, well, that's
no, I've unplugged the microphone.
Do you want us to clear this room?
I've been left no specific instructions.